104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM, in the beautiful city of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Actually, we're in the radio station at the campus of University of Guadalajara, Cucosta, campus on the coast. We're actually in a small little town outside of Puerto Vallarta called Estapa. We're just a suburb of Puerto Vallarta. But anyway, welcome to the show. Today is Saturday, September 7th, 2019. Can you believe it? It's already here. September. Going to have some great music today. I'm going to talk about a bunch of stuff that's going on here at the University of Guadalajara here in Cucosta. I had a really interesting trip to Guadalajara this past week. Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado, who was our general rector for 6 years, actually has written a new book, and he presented it at the main library in Guadalajara at the campus. And it was very, very interesting. There was about 400 different people showed up to listen to him open the book. We had him being a former general rector of the entire University of Guadalajara for 6 years. And then we had the most recent general rector, Dr. Navarro, was there. He kind of introduced Dr. Cortez and talked a little bit about the book. And then there were a couple of other professors in sociology and urban ecology talking a little bit about the different things that were in the book. What Dr. Cortez has done was taken about 10 different factors and has tracked them for over 20 years, showing how they have changed and how they haven't changed. Let's take one of them, for example, was telecommunications or communications in general. 20 years ago, you basically, if you wanted to contact somebody, and even back a little further than that, 30 years ago, you'd basically write a letter, pick up your telephone and call them, maybe type something to them. Just about 20 years ago is when fax machines started becoming popular. Or if you wanted to send something international, you could call them on the telephone, but usually the lines weren't very good. It cost quite a bit. There's also Western Union, things like that. And that, as you know, today has changed so much in the last 20 years with the invention of the computer, the Internet, the World Wide Web, cell phones. Anything can happen in a second. you take photographs or a video of it, put it on the internet, and someone in any corner, any parts of the world know about it immediately. To where if you wrote a letter years ago, it might take, say you're sending a letter to China or Russia, or even the United States to Mexico, it might take a week, 2 weeks, a month to even get the information. So that is something that has really, really changed. And Dr. Cortez showed all the different ways that the changes have affected sociology, psychology, our daily living. It's, you know, you go to airports now and you sit down, you have 20 minutes before your flight or 30 minutes. And I was at one the other day and a family of four, a man, a woman, his two kids came and sat down. They all took out their little device and started playing on them or emailing or Googling or whatever. For 20 minutes, they sat there and never said a single word to each other. There was no verbal communication between any of them. Then the father stands up and starts leaving. He goes, "We're going. I emailed y'all." He wouldn't even say to them, "Hey, we're leaving." He had to Google them and email them. It's just ridiculous how things have changed. And then Dr. Cortez pointed out there's some things like transportation that really hasn't changed that much. 20 years ago, we took a bus, we took a cab, we took a car, we took an airplane, we took maybe the subway or train. That's about all there is today. So transportation really hasn't changed very much to where communications has changed tremendously. It's light years difference. And there were, like I said, 9 or 10 different topics that he covered like that. But anyway, it was a very, very interesting, and I wish him the very, very best. It was a very, very successful book that he's done now and all this research for 20 years. So it was very important, and it was really neat to see all the dignitaries there from the main campus at the university. And so congratulations to Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gridado on his new book. If you have an opportunity, you can buy one and go online and just type in his new book and find out where you can buy it. And buy it, I think you'll find it very, very interesting. I wanted to mention on my way back, came back on Thursday afternoon, and going up to Guadalajara took about that, the normal 4.5 hours, 5. Coming back, it took me almost 11 hours. We got outside of Compostela, about 5 or 6 miles. No trouble from Guadalajara to Compostela, except going across Guadalajara. That takes about 1.5 hours just to go from Zapopan out to where you hit the highway for Puerto Vallarta. Going all the way past Compostela, no problems. Then all of a sudden, it came to a stop, and we were there 2.5 hours. I found out that a big truck had rolled off the highway early in the morning, around 9:30, and it took them all day to get enough wreckers there and everything to basically lift the truck out of the ditch, get it, ride it up on the road, and then hauled off. They actually didn't haul it off. They pushed it back over about 1/4 mile to another area to where cars could get by. But we were stuck there for 2.5 hours. And then we continued on our little trip, stopped in a small town on the way and had some nice lunch. Well, actually, it was almost dinner. And then we get about 5 miles past Sayulita. As you know, it kind of gets in the hills and the mountains there. There's a lot of construction going on, building the new highway. And lo and behold, we get stopped again. And we find out that there had been a wreck about 4 hours earlier with two auto buses. Two buses had had a wreck. And they were clearing all of that off, and so they suggested we turn around, go back to Sayulita all the way over to Punta de Mita, take a left, drive down to La Cruz, and then La Cruz back over to the main highway and then back home. So that was about 1.5 hour delay. I'll tell you what, if the government of Mexico, whoever runs for president next, all he has to say, I'm going to do away with all the topes, all the speed bumps. If they take all that asphalt that they use to make the speed bumps and put them in the holes, the potholes, we'd have nice, level, flat roadways and highways. It'd be so much more comfortable. It'd be so much better. You'd conserve so much more gasoline. You know, people talk about conserving energy, and yet Pemex is laughing all the way to the bank because every time you speed up and stop and speed up and stop and speed up and stop for these topes, speed bumps, it just wastes a lot more energy. Plus, it's terrible on your car. It tears up your shocks, your your rack and pinion, your alignment. It's not good on any part of your car's suspension. But the government of Mexico just hasn't figured out that if you take all the asphalt that you build the topes out of and put it in the holes, which are million holes. That's another little editorial I want to talk about. I can't believe there's so much money that's brought into this area, the Bay Banderas, with tourism. All the hotels, all the resorts, all the cruise ships, all the airplane people, over $5 million a year. And yet this town has some of the worst roads I've ever seen. I've worked in the oil field for 30 years. I've been out in the middle of nowhere, 25, 30, 40 miles out of nowhere in Colorado and Montana and Texas and Alabama and New Orleans. Where? A lot better roads. They can control the roads. I don't know where all the money goes, but it sure doesn't go back to the inner structure of Puerto Vallarta and the Bay of Banderas. And I don't know why people keep voting these same clowns into office, because they don't do nothing as far as I'm concerned. Oh, they might start a park or they might have a little meeting or something. What they need to do is take a lot of that millions and millions of dollars and put it back into the infrastructure, repair the sidewalks, flatten out all the streets downtown. The cobblestones, oh, that was really cool and neat about 6 years ago or 20 years ago or 50 years ago. Let's pave the roads here and let's fill in the holes. There's just so many terrible holes. I'm sorry I'm going off on a rampant, but I'm tired of having my car torn up and everybody else is seeing all the accidents just because they don't want to spend the money on fixing the roads. Anyway, well, we're going to take a break real quick. I'm going to come back and talk more about the University of Guadalajara and less about what I have on my mind this morning. But hope you're having a great day. Go get your second or third cup of coffee, your breakfast burrito, your tacos, whatever you're eating this morning, your grape nuts. And we'll talk more about what happened this week and in the future at the university here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. The Good Morning Wake-Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
Blackbird has spoken. like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
Welcome back to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. Hey, there's a lot of stuff going on here at the university, and I want to let you know, if you'd like to look at it yourself, please go to our university website, which is www.cuc.udg.mx. Again, cuc.udg.mx. And you can read everything that has happened in the past, through the university and what's going to be going on in the future. Also, there is links on the website for all the Twitter accounts going through the university, the Facebook account, and some other things. So please do that. If you're an organization, if you're a person, a VIP, very important or very interesting, if you want to be on the Good Morning Wake Up Show, if you have some news you want to get out, please contact me at 104.3 wakeupshow at gmail.com. Again, 104.3 wakeupshow at gmail.com. As I mentioned earlier, I had gone to Guadalajara this weekend for the book opening for Dr. Cortez, and while I was there, I had a great opportunity to go through the Guillermo del Toro exposition that they're having. It runs through October, and I highly urge, if you want a fun day trip, it'll take you half a day to get over there, but if you want to take a couple of days and go see something that is very, very unique, very interesting, go see the exposition of Guillermo del Toro. What it is a history of his life and a history of all the movies he has made over the many, many years. He's been a producer, director, and filmmaker. And there's a lot of the costumes, a lot of the scripts, a lot of the background that you'd never know why he wrote this and or why he did that in the movie. It's just a very, very interesting exposition at the main museum there on campus. You can go online and just Google the Guillermo del Toro Exposition, University of Guadalajara, and it'll bring up your page. You can look at it, buy the tickets there, or go to the box office. But I highly urge you to go. Plan to spend about 2 to 3 hours there, depending on how much you like to read and how much you want to know. If you're a movie buff, if you're a history buff and you really want to know a lot about how movies are made and this, that, and the other, plan 3 or 4 hours, maybe 5 even. You can have lunch there on campus and enjoy it. But it is an unbelievable opportunity to see kind of where his mind is, when it was developing the ideas and how he developed all the ideas for all these unbelievable, fantastic movies. He talks a lot about the different things he had and ideas and that. So it's very, very interesting. I highly urge you to go over to Guadalajara and see that. It's a shame we couldn't get it here at the University of Guadalajara, but it'd take the whole convention center to host the thing. But anyway, hey, I want to mention, I have before, but we're going to have a run. The third annual Black Line Run is going to be held Sunday, October 3rd, which is less than a month away. It's going to start at the main sports complex down across from the Sheridan Hotel. There's going to be 5 different categories. Children from 10 to 14, adolescents from 15 to 18, adults from 20 to 59, and 60 years of age and plus, the senior category, and then we have the handicap. And handicap can be many, many things, wheelchair-bound people, people with disabilities, maybe blind. And you think, well, how can a blind person run? Well, they do it. They have a runner that goes along with them and guides them where they need to go. But anyway, You can still register. You can, matter of fact, go online at the university website and find out how to register. You can do so up till a couple of days before the race. And it's going to be a 2K, 5K, and a 10K. So competitive type runners, people that really want to get out there and do the 5, 10K, there'll be a course for them, and then, of course, a 2K, which is more or less, just walking distance. A lot of walkers, so it's early in the morning. They're going to block off all the route. The city of Puerto Vallarta has agreed to do that. So to register, like I said, go to the university website and look and see how. It is open now till the 30th, and the cost now up till the 30th is 220 pesos, and then after October 1st is 280 pesos per person. And what do you get for that? Well, you first of all get a registration number, and you'll get a medal of participation stating that you ran in the third annual Black Lion Run, and also a dry fit t-shirt. And I'll tell you what, these things are really, really cool. I've seen the t-shirts from the last 2 years, and a lot of students around campus still wear them all over campus all the time. It's just really, really cool to see. But anyway, I highly urge you to register and go be in the race or the walk, whatever you want to do. And we invite all people that want to volunteer. Maybe you don't want to run, but you want to be part of this thing. You can volunteer to participate, and you can be part of the staff for the run. You can hand out drinks, waters, t-shirts, food, help during the registration period, and then, of course, during the run. If you'd like to do that, if you'd like to be a volunteer, you can do so by calling Oscar Perez at 226-2200, which is the main number for the university here. Again, 226-2200, extension 66304. 66304. Or you can email him at aldair.perez, P-E-R-E-Z, at cuc.udg.mx. And all this information is on the webpage, so please be sure to go there and look at the different things that you can do to be part of the third annual Black Lion Run, which again is October 3rd, starting early in the morning. I want to remind everybody that on September 21st, which is two Saturdays from now, we're going to have another Science Saturday. That should be an awful lot of fun, as it always is. So be sure to plan to bring the little kids up here to the main campus on Saturday, the 21st. We're going to be having Science Saturday, and it's going to be a very, very interesting topic. They always learn quite a bit, and so I highly urge you to do that. This past week, we had a really, really exciting event here on campus. We had the first annual education fair. Over 600 high school students from the Bay of Banderas area, potential students of the University of Guadalajara here in Puerto Vallarta, came on campus, and it was a step-by-step process how to enroll, how to come and take the test, how to be a student here at CUCOSTA. We had, as I mentioned, over 600 different high school students show up, and they're very, very thankful because the process has always kind of been put on the internet, or maybe you had an older brother or sister, or your mom or dad or somebody else went to CUCOSTA, and they tried to explain how this process was, but it's kind of confusing, so it was a great opportunity for them to come, and we had lots and lots of schools come, a lot of the high schools, the teachers, the counselors, the guidance people came, and they listened so they could go back to their independent schools and talk to the students in junior and senior high and tell them, hey, here's the process. Before you're allowed here into the university, you have to take a test. And they have it a couple of different times per year. And on the date that they had the educational conference and fair, they did give out the dates for the next year or so. So kids could plan and study. It's like an ACT, SAT test. that type of entrance exam for universities in the United States and I think maybe Canada. But anyway, it was very, very helpful. I want to say thank you on behalf of all the students, because it is kind of a confusing process, but this clarified it completely for the kids and made it really, really cool. So it was a very, very successful educational fair. Like I said, over 600 students. And not only was the process gone through very, very thoroughly, but also they talked about all the different majors, what the kids can come here and take, what kind of different jobs there are in each different major and different academic study, line of study. And there are so many here at the campus. And there's a lot of kids like junior in high school. I mean, who knew what they wanted to be when they grew up? When you're, you know, 15, 16, 17. Not I. Did I ever think I was going to do what I did? No, I didn't. But I ended up doing it for 35 years, and I was happy and blessed I did. Sometimes the Lord just leads you to a path. But anyway, we're trying to help the students out, and it was very helpful for them. A lot of thank yous from them, the parents, the teachers, the educators from around the Bay of Banderas, because it was the first time the university ever did that. I think it was very, very successful. Well, we're going to take another break, play a little bit more music, come back. I got some other things to talk about. And if you want to call into the show, you can do so at 226-2233. Jonathan will be glad to take the call, and we'll talk a little bit. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Here comes the sun, I say.
Welcome back to the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. Jonathan, I just love this guy. He's my producer and director on Saturday mornings. Been doing so for about, what, 6-8 months now. Does a great job, and I want to say thank you very much. My hat's off to him. And if he didn't come in the morning and turn on the knobs and the controls and the volume and the microphone, you'd be sitting there listening to something out of Guadalajara. But anyway, I want to say thank you very much to Jonathan for doing that every Saturday. He came in and said, hey, how much more do you have to talk about? Because remember, we're only down to 1 hour now. If you're just tuning in and hadn't listened the last week or two, the radio management decided to cut my show from 2 hours to 1 hour. So I have to say everything in half the time, but we still play as many commercials, and I like to throw in a little music every now and then. But anyway, so I only have 1 hour, so I got to talk. I shouldn't talk as fast as I do. I know I talk very, very fast. I actually have a sign in front of me that I made up, said, Michael, slow down. Because I have so many people that are English listeners that can't understand me because I talk too fast. And many of the bilingual Hispanic or Spanish speakers that are learning English, I feel sorry for them because I just talk way too fast. I understand that, and I apologize. I will try and read my sign and slow down a little bit. But anyway, there's so much going on here at the campus. I just want to inform everybody of everything, plus all the other stuff. But again, I want to mention Science Saturday is coming up on the 21st. It's a great opportunity for kids from about the age of 3 or 4 up to high school to come to campus and learn some of the things from some of our professors and teachers. They always have a really, really unique topic. I don't know what it's going to be on the 21st, but I promise you it will be interesting. Hey, I want to mention this past week we held the third annual University Tourism Congress here on campus. We had 66 different speakers and about 230 participants. They all had to do with tourism. Of course, that's probably the largest major that we have here. And in tourism, it's like gastronomical and the culinary school. When you go to culinary school or gastronomical school, you don't just learn how to cook. You learn how to design and engineer kitchens. So you have to have some architecture. You have to have some engineering. You have to have purchasing because all of the equipment has to be bought. You have to have some mechanical aptitude because you have to learn what type of equipment do what type of things in the oven. If you were to, say, whip up a batch of cakes and you put them into the cooler, well, they would never cook. You have to know you have to put them into the oven. Well, what kind of oven do you need? Well, you have to learn that. It's the same thing with tourism. You know, you can be anything in tourism. You can be a accountant. You can be a receptionist. You can be someone that works in the telecommunications. You can be in the spa part of the resort. You can be in the advertising. You can be many, many, many things that are considered the major of tourism, which is very, very important because this town thrives on tourism with over 5 million people a year coming here. We put out an awful lot of great, great graduates and have for many years that go right into the tourism industry here in the Bay of Banderas. So it is a very, very major factor here in the Bay. And so it was very important that we have this Congress on tourism. But it was very, very successful. Everybody that came had a great time, and so it was very impressive. Also want to let everybody know, if you're in architecture at all, that's another very major line of study here at the University of Guadalajara. Just look around at all the different homes, all the different buildings, all the different resorts, things that are being engineered and designed that require architects. Well, the university, Rector Tullis, he decided that he wanted to get higher accreditation. So They applied for that, and it's in the process to get the very highest accreditation that the country of Mexico gives for architectural graduates. So congratulations to them. They are working very, very hard on getting this new higher accredited degree for Bachelor of Architect. And so we wish them success. I'm really excited to see what some of the future architects that are coming out of the campus will be building. There's one girl that works here on campus that actually graduated in architecture out of the University of Guadalajara at the main campus in Guadalajara. But she worked here at the university for a while in landscape and design, architect. She helps, you know, you build a building, but then you also need to put flowers around the building. You need to put trees in certain areas to shade things. But you can't put them too close to the building because the roots will grow down and they'll get underneath the structure and cause problems. So there's a lot of things that go into landscape and design architecture. And then, of course, when you build a building, you have to build the building to hold the weight of its own self. But it also has to hold all the fans, the air conditioners up on top of the building, the water sprinkler systems. You have to have not only weight to hold the building up itself so it'll never fall, but it has to be designed, engineered, and architectural structure to where it has to hold all the people that walk into that building up on the 2, 3, 4, 50, 100 stories, whatever it is, all the furniture, all the junk people bring in their pockets. So you have to way, way, way over-design and engineer buildings when you design and engineer before you build them. That takes years sometimes. Also homes. Homes are very, very complicated, how to do all of that. So anyway, I'm rambling and I need to stop that. But I do want to congratulate the university on getting a higher accreditation for the architectural school. We're going to take another break, play a little bit of music. I'm going to come back and talk about a couple of things that aren't going on at the university that are going on elsewhere here in the Bay of Banderas. And then we'll close out the show here in about 15 minutes. So anyway, go get your fourth cup of coffee. And we'll be back the third half of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Thank you.
It's true, we do live in paradise. It is a little warm out there. I was sitting upstairs last night watching a little bit of TV and had the door open and the fan on. I was still sweating like a football player who just ran 100 yards for a touchdown. It is hot and humid. Today, luckily, we have some sunshine coming on later on, but right now it's kind of cloudy and nice. I had my convertible top down coming into the studio this morning. Hey, I want to give a word out. I know three different people that have been robbed coming out of either banks or malls in the last week. And one of them was very, very dear to me, my wife. She went to one of the ATM machines about a week ago and was walking out, and a man approached her, asked her what time it was, and then proceeded to try and take her purse. And she had some cash she'd just gotten out at the bank. And he tried to take her purse and her phone when she kind of yanked and pulled away from him. But she did drop her ATM machine card, her debit card, and he did get it and picked it up and ran. And, I mean, this is in broad daylight at 11:30 in the morning in Nuevo Vallarta right outside a busy shopping center. Also, another friend of mine, she had her purse stolen. Just like the guy tried to steal my wife's, this guy was successful with hers. He just walked up to her while she was walking, grabbed it, and took off. I was mentioning earlier when I was talking about the architecture stuff that we have a lot of construction going on here in the Bay of Banderas. And it's good in one aspect, but it's terrible in another. And that one thing, it's brought a lot of people here to do construction from all over, not only Mexico, but other South American countries and Central American countries. And these people are here to do a job because there are a lot of construction jobs right now, but they don't pay very much. And these guys are looking any way they can to get ahead on the system and make a little bit more money by stealing it and robbing it from people. So why am I saying all this? I want everybody to keep your eyes open. Be very, very vigilant on when you are at a bank or coming out of the mall or walking down the street, because there's all kinds of people that are hurting people, pushing people, stealing their purses. Be careful where you put your car keys. Don't hang your cell phones out of your back pocket, because people walk out and grab it and just take right off your cell phone. They'll run. And they're not, these people are very, very bold. And very, very few of them, if any, ever get caught. And then if they do get caught, you know, who knows what happens. They may give the cop 500 pesos that they stole from somebody else and walk away. But anyway, please be very, very careful where you're walking. Keep your eyes open when you come out of the bank or when you come out of the store. If you're in a store, a Walmart or Mega or Soriana, women, this is to you. Don't put your purse full of all your private stuff and all your money and all your credit cards and all your picture name. Don't put it up in the middle of your shopping cart and stop on aisle four to get some beans and then walk over five aisles to number one to get something else and just leave your purse right there in your shopping cart, because it'll be gone when you come back. I promise you that. And also, another trick they're doing is They'll cause a commotion. They work in teams, two or three of them. Someone might, you'll be walking down the aisle with your bag in the purse or your purse in the shopping cart. Someone 20 feet in front of you will drop a bottle of ketchup or something and it'll bust open. And what do? You automatically look at it. And while you're looking at that, someone from the other side and one of their other partners is grabbing your purse and running down the aisle or walking off without you even noticing. And then you come back after looking at the broken jar of pickles and all of a sudden your purse is gone. So be very, very careful. It's just a word of the wise. And also school is in. As you know, the university started, but so have all the public schools for the little kids. Please be very, very careful when you drive. Slow down. There's nothing here in the Bay of Banderas that is so important that it can't last or wait 5 minutes. I don't care if you're late for a hair appointment or if you need to get somewhere here. That slow down, because these little kids are little kids. They're not mature enough. They don't think, hey, I need to look out for all these crazy drivers and these cars and these, especially the taxis and the buses. You know, I harp almost every week about the taxis and buses because they are a bunch of lunatics as far as I'm concerned. I don't think any of them actually have driver's license. They've never taken any training on how to drive. They'll run you over. If you're a pedestrian down here, you do not have the right of way. They will not give you the right of way. So please be very, very careful when you're walking around town and watch out for cars. And if you're driving, please slow down and watch out for the little kids. Okay, they're out there trying to get to school. They don't want to die. They don't want you to hit them and run them over. But, you know, they'll step out in front of your car because they're not smart enough. Okay, well, enough of that. Just be careful. Hey, there's a really cool event happening in a couple of weeks that I got a nice email from a good friend of mine, Sergio. He's talking all about a film festival that they're going to be having. It's through the Cultura Vallarta. It is a Mexican cinema film series down at the River Quali Island where Oscars is. They're going to be having screenings every Wednesday at 7 p.m. from now through October 16th. And they're all 70s and 80s movies. And there's some really, really neat lineups. So please, it's called the Mexican Cinema 70s and 80s Film Series. The first one's going to be taking place. It's going to be Dine in the Gulf. And it's a neat movie that's going to be, matter of fact, this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock on the 11th. The admission is free, so be sure to look at Cultura. That's Cultura Vallarta, or Puerto Vallarta. Their Mexican cinema 70s and 80s film series. As I mentioned, this week it's a very interesting show, and then they're going to be every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Also, if you've never been over to San Miguel Aliente, that beautiful city north of Guadalajara, on the 15th and 18th through the 15th and 18th of November, there's going to be a hot air balloon festival. It's going to be really, really cool. There's going to be magical night camping. The price is very minimal to go and watch all these hot air balloons. If you don't want to drive over there, if you don't want to go on yourself, some of the university professors that are trying to help students become more educated about their own country, Mexico, are putting some bus tours together. And you can contact Estrafina Rivera at 322-104-8687 or Eva Zapata at 322-183-9801. I'm going to have one of them on my show next week, I hope. And we're going to talk more about this great opportunity for you to take a bus ride, hotel, and everything to go over and see the Hot Air Balloon Festival that's happening November 15th through 18th in San Miguel. Well, we're out of time. I usually have another hour to talk, but I don't today. We're out of time, and I want to say thank you again to Jonathan. Take us out with some fun music, and we'll see you next Saturday on the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Please be very, very careful. Take your time to be careful. Have a great week. We'll be back next Saturday with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Thank you for tuning in. Adios.
104.3 FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista.